Mexican Migrants Rescued in Remote New Mexico Desert. By Bob Price on June 23, 2019. The Mexican consulate contacted U.S. Border Patrol officials in the El Paso sector shortly after midnight on June 20 about a group of five migrants who became lost in the desert. The Mexican officials advised that a group of Mexican nationals needed rescue because they had no food or water. Mexican consular officials notified Border Patrol agents about a group of five Mexican nationals in distress in a mountainous desert region of New Mexico. The officials provided Deming Border Patrol station agents with the GPS coordinates of the group they described as in distress due to the absence of food and water. Deming station agents quickly began a search for the five Mexican nationals. The agents located the group in the middle of the Cedar Mountains located southwest of the town of Deming, New Mexico. This particular area is very mountainous and still very far from any major roads or cities, Border Patrol officials said in a written statement obtained by Breitbart News. Agents provided a quick medical evaluation and determined the migrants to be healthy enough for travel to the Deming station. Agents at the Deming Border Patrol station provided the Mexican nationals with a more thorough medical screening and said they were not in need of any additional medical attention. Rescues such as these are expected to occur more often as we officially enter summer this Friday. Environments along our southern border, such as the Chihuahua Desert or the canals in El Paso, often pose hidden dangers of which most people are unaware of, El Paso Sector Border Patrol officials stated. The United States Border Patrol will continue to monitor these areas in an attempt to preserve life while maintaining our national security. Border Patrol agents have carried out more than 3,000 rescues of migrants after they became endangered after illegally crossing the border from Mexico, Breitbart News reported. So far this fiscal year, the men and women of the Border Patrol have done over 3,000 rescues, U.S. Border Patrol Chief of Law Enforcement Operations Brian Hastings told reporters during a recent press call. We've seen a massive increase in the amount of water-related rescues that are taking place, primarily in Del Rio, RGB, and Laredo's areas of operation. Smugglers do not care how dangerous it is. John Sanders, acting commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, wrote in a tweet. They guide migrants directly into these life-threatening situations. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.